Sue today received the following letter to the editor from reader Bob Moore, in regards to recent events between Canada and the U.S. Recently, Canadians have had a harsh Trump lesson regarding our sovereignty. Delivered to Canadians with his complete disrespect to a reliable ally, his message is, strength doesn't come from politeness but from a position of power. We Canadians need to realize what the North Korean regime understood long ago, that the only deterrent to any adversary is a nuclear capability and a delivery system. Canada once proved we could produce superior weaponry back in the 1950s. Canadian aviation engineers designed and built a much faster fighter jet than the Yanks. At Mach 2 velocity and a ceiling exceeding 15,000 meters, it was quite an achievement. We called it the Avro Canada CF-105 Aero. Those same engineers, hundreds of them, later went south to NASA and put Americans on the moon. So let's stop being so polite. We know our Arctic sovereignty will soon be under threat from China, Russia, and yes, the Americans. It's time for Arctic port infrastructure along with a nuclear icebreaker and nuclear-powered and armed submarines. Then there's the potential future crisis on our southern border. It's time to become realistic. The America we once knew no longer exists. My view is that as a nuclear power, Canada's sovereignty will be taken seriously by any adversary, be it from abroad or from the south. At this moment in our history, Canada should consider withdrawing from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to advance along the road toward becoming a nuclear-capable military nation. We have the scientific know-how to do this. Strength through power. The question remains, will Canadians be willing to bear the costs to protect our nation? Bob Moore, Batchewana Bay, Ont.